The five permanent members of the UN Security Council continue to wrestle with how to deal with North Korea, this after last week's missile launches. China and Russia remain adamantly opposed to a Japanese-sponsored resolution that calls for military enforcement and sanctions. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Shinzo Abe, who's expected to be next prime minister, says Japan should consider whether to pursue the military capabilities needed to launch its own attack against North Korean missile bases. Joining me is Michael Green of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He was Senior Director for Asian Affairs on the National Security Council during the first Bush term. Good morning.
Good morning.
How serious is the suggestion that Japan would consider a military attack, and how much support does it have inside Japan?
Japan has considered for several years now, because of previous North Korean threats and provocations, whether they have this right, and determined that within their pacifist constitution they do. So in one sense, Mr. Abe is not saying anything new, but that it's coming out now, I think, is an indication that the Japanese government has had enough and is looking at what its options are. I think it's unlikely that Japan will start preparing capabilities to attack North Korea soon, but it's clearly in the menu of things that they're looking at.
And support with Japanese people?
I think among the public, it's probably still somewhat controversial. The polling usually has it 50-50. But within the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, which tends to be a bit more conservative, I think there's broad support for it.
So Japan's pacifist constitution, as you said, it was created right after World War II, renounced the right to settle international disputes by force. What are you saying, that this would be seen as a defensive move?
Exactly. The UN Charter gives countries, including Japan, the right to self-defense. And the Japanese government looked at this a few years ago and said, if North Korea is clearly going to attack and there's no other means, Japan has this right. Of course, Japan has other means. It has an alliance with the U.S. And for 60 years, the U.S. has had the responsibility for deterring or defeating any such threat. So part of this may be a signal to the American side to keep on the job and keep the North Koreans from threatening Japan any further.
Does Tokyo have leverage over North Korea other than these threats?
Yes, and that's where most of the Japanese efforts will go. The Japanese have taken a lead in the Security Council in pushing for a resolution to condemn and put some pressure on North Korea. They've announced their own unilateral sanctions. There are large numbers of North Koreans who have lived in Japan since the Korean War who remit money back to Pyongyang, and the Japanese have started to stop that. So they can hurt North Korea financially.
When it comes to the region, how does Japan's current stance affect its Asian neighbors?
In Northeast Asia, in South Korea, China, this is not playing well because they still have memories of rather tough occupation by the Japanese half a century ago. In other parts of Asia, in India and Australia and in Singapore, I think there's a sense that Japan should be playing a larger role in politics and security. So opinion is not uniform across Asia on Japan's role.
Does Japan's strong reaction create diplomatic problems for the U.S.?
I don't think so. Japan has played a very important role in building a broad global consensus that we really need to stand up to the North Koreans to stop North Korea from continuing down this continual path of provocation.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Green holds the Japan chair at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and teaches at Georgetown University.